Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday the 8th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up,
it will be the last engagement of Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach.
It's Leo Varadkar's final day as Taoiseach, and asking prices for houses shoot up around the country. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Leo Varadkar will step down as Taoiseach today. He will attend his final official engagement in the job, the North-South Ministerial Council meeting in Armagh. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Leo Varadkar will meet with members of the Northern Ireland Executive, including First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly, as the North-South Ministerial Council convenes in Armagh this morning. Ahead of the meeting, the outgoing Taoiseach says it's an honour to lead the Irish delegation in what will be his final engagement. He says many of the challenges facing the world today are shared across the island, including climate change, energy security and good jobs. He will then travel back to Dublin and is expected to meet President Michael D. Higgins this evening, where he will officially resign as Taoiseach. The Dáil is then expected to elect Simon Harris as the new Taoiseach when it reconvenes from the Easter recess tomorrow. Andrew Loud in Armagh.
Asking prices for homes rose significantly last year, up 6.5% on 2022. The latest myhome.ie property price report shows the average asking price for a house was €340,000 last year, with properties selling at 5% over the advertised price. Dublin saw the greatest level of inflation at over 7% in asking prices. Chief Economist at Bank of Ireland, Colin McQuilla, says there's still a shortage of supply, which is why homes are selling for above their asking price.
Asking price inflation is now up to 6.5%. I suppose that shows just how frothy the market is. Having said that, if you look at wage growth running at maybe 4 or 5%, you're seeing house prices rise a little bit faster than where wage growth is at the moment. So, we need to remember it's not just a lack of supply. It's the fact that there's a lot of jobs, there's a lot of people getting wage increases, and that's also serving to push up house prices too.
Five counties in the southeast of the country will be hit by heavy rain this morning. A yellow warning for rain is in place for Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford, Wicklow and Waterford until midnight tonight. It'll cause some difficult travelling conditions with a risk of flooding. Officials say a drone attack has hit the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia power plant in Ukraine. One of six reactors was struck at the site. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency has warned that such attacks significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident. One casualty was reported. Back home, a woman is being treated in hospital after an alleged assault and fire in Dublin. The blaze broke out in Mulhoddart in the early hours of yesterday morning. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The woman in her 50s was allegedly assaulted during the fire, which broke out at a home in Parlickstown Court at around 4:30 a.m. yesterday. She's been brought to Connolly Hospital, Blanchardstown, where her injuries are described as non-life-threatening. The fire was put out by Dublin Fire Brigade and all the people inside were safely evacuated, but the house was extensively damaged and has been sealed off for forensic and technical examination. No arrests have been made. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. They're asking those who were in the area at the time to come forward.
It's claimed people with disabilities need to have influence and inform policy on issues that affect them. The Joint Committee on Disability Matters has invited some of those impacted to a public meeting today. The group believes self-advocacy is one of the most important ways in which people with disabilities have a voice of their own. Chair of the Disability Matters Committee, TD Michael Moynihan, says they'll be asked directly about their needs.
We're also asking about the human dignity in public services and how are we going to ensure that people with disabilities live in a community that can be inclusive. These are fundamental questions for people with disabilities, for the disability organisations and for advocates on behalf of people with disabilities.
Sky gazers will have the chance to see part of a solar eclipse this evening. The moon will pass in front of the sun at around 8:05 tonight, blocking out most of its light for a time. The rare celestial event hasn't been seen in Ireland this century, with the last one occurring back in 1999. The full eclipse is visible from the US, Canada and Mexico. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland outlines what's in store.
There will be partial eclipses. That's where a part of the sun gets covered by the moon. Not a spectacular day doesn't turn tonight, but you can see a bite taken out of the sun, and that's what we're going to get. And depends where you are. If you're on the east coast, the sun will set earlier than if you're on the west coast, so you'll see more from the west.
In business news, eBay has stopped charging listing fees to people selling second-hand clothing. The site says it's in order to help keep items out of landfills, but the seller costs will still apply to trainers, watches, handbags and jewellery. In entertainment news, the countdown for this year's Eurovision is officially underway. With a warm-up gig in London last night, Israel's inclusion in the competition has led to calls for some acts to pull out. Michael Rice, who represented the UK in 2019, hopes politics won't be a distraction on the big night in Sweden next month.
It should be about the music, it should be about the talent and what we see on the stage. So yeah, I hope not. Just depends on what's happening, but you've just got to make sure it's just all about the music. Block out everything else.
And in sport and soccer, Wimbledon have paid tribute to former manager Joe Kinnear following his death at the age of 77. The Dublin-born boss helped the Dons to a sixth-place finish in the top flight in 1994 with FA Cup and League Cup semi-final appearances in 1997. The club has called him a true legend, while he also made more than 250 appearances for Tottenham as a player. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.